banks to pay the price of getting foreclosures so wrong.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm David Brancaccio. The accusation is that banks played fast and loose, processing the wave of foreclosures that hit when the housing bubble burst. The remedy is a reported $26 billion settlement to be announced this morning. We'll know soon how many states have signed on to that deal. Maryland is a state that was hit especially hard. The attorney general there is Douglas Gansler. He joins us. Mr. Gansler, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how's it going to work? People who are out of their houses already could get some money, like a check in the mail?
There's actually four different pools of money. One pool of money will go to each of the states to be administered by the attorney general of that state to be used for housing-related projects. Most states will be using that to beef up the number of housing counselors available to folks. Another pool of money will go to people who get a one-time check, approximately $1,800 to $2,000, who have been foreclosed upon, are no longer in their homes.
And there are two other chunks of money that will be coming in.
And the two other chunks of money are write-downs from the bank. One goes to a group of people who are not delinquent on their payments, but they have a huge negative equity in their homes. The bank will allow them to refinance, and then they'll be able to pay a lower interest rate on their payments. The biggest pool will go to folks who are on the brink of foreclosure. They're about to go into foreclosure. They're delinquent on their payments for principal reduction so that these people are more likely to be able to stay in their homes.
Mr. Gansler, remind us, though, what did the banks do wrong here so they have to pay this much money?
Well, in October of 2010, you'll recall, it came to light that they were actually robo-signing documents to throw people out of their homes. Machines were throwing people out of their homes, not people. They weren't even looking at the particular circumstances of homeowners before they were throwing them out on the street with their kids.
They were doing it by rote.
That was the first thing. And then as we dealt into and we investigated it further, a number of things came to light. Obviously, one of the other things that people are very aware of is the targeting for subprime loans of minorities and other folks who clearly were going to be unable to make their loans.
So you're not done suing. This is only part of it.
This is really a literal and figurative down payment on what the havoc that was wreaked upon our economy in general and specific people who were foreclosed upon. So it's an incredibly attractive settlement for the attorneys general, who frankly only have a thin slice of jurisdiction over the national banks anyway.
Maryland Attorney General Douglas Gansler, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Also this morning, word that new claims this week for unemployment benefits in the U.S. are down again. 358,000 is the lowest in about 4 years. How is Europe? Scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being a financial cataclysm. Let's put it at a 5, after two sources just told Reuters that Greek politicians have agreed to the severe budget cuts demanded of them. Without serious and painful budget cutting, there's no European bailout for Greece. And without a bailout, an ugly default is in the cards. So the Eurozone mess at a 5, a notch more stable than overnight. It's a subjective reading, of course, but if we're wrong, you'll be the first to know. Now let's do the numbers. In European trading now, the FTSE 100 index is up about 0.6%. The German DAX index up 1.1% on that Greek news. One other number for you, the United Nations Food Agency just said global food prices rose 2% in January, the first rise in 6 months. A drought in South Africa is not helping.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
Your mood about the state of the economy has a lot to do with your politics. That's the subject of our weekly attitude check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup. He joins us every Thursday. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Now, we all know that the national picture can obscure what's going on closer to home. I wanted to ask not about the grand American economy, not so grand these days, by the way, but about what's happening in some of the states. I know you have some data on that. Where, for instance, are we doing the best? Where's the economy stronger?
We ask Americans a couple of different questions every day, and we aggregated them for all of last year. How confident are you in the economy? That's consumer confidence. And we also said, for employed Americans, is your place of employment hiring or firing? That's our job creation index. And boy, that latter one, the place you don't want to be is Rhode Island. It had the lowest job creation index of any of the 50 states. The place to be, all those Rhode Islanders should move across country to North Dakota. We've heard a lot about it, but that is at the very top of the list.
Now, there are attitudes that we have toward the direction of the economy, but also you can look more objectively at, for instance, where are jobs being created? Is it the same states, the same place where people are most optimistic are also the places that are doing well with job creation?
There is about, to be technical, a 0.52 correlation between the state's rank in terms of job creation and its rank in terms of consumer confidence. And one of the reasons for that, we think, is politics. We have states like New York and Hawaii and Maryland where the job market's not all that great, and yet the people who live in that state have fairly high levels of consumer confidence on a relative basis. Well, those are reliably blue states. There's a Democrat in the White House, President Obama, and we think when these people talk about the economy, they think politics and say, yeah, things are getting better simply because they're more likely to be Democrat.
Fascinating stuff. Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And finally, back to the numbers on this expected settlement with banks over bad foreclosures. $26 billion is quite a figure, but it may not seem so big when you break it down. Under the plan, about 1 million people will owe less on their mortgage. Beyond that, 750,000 people who already lost their house will eventually get that check for about $2,000. I poked around and found the cash would cover moving expenses, kinda, sort of. $2,000 might just pay for the cost of moving a tiny condo across my town in the east. Moving a three-bedroom house from, say, New Jersey to Wichita costs about four times the bank's settlement money. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
Walter Mosley is known mostly for his crime novels. For his latest, he decided to write about the here and now as well.
The identity of this so-called middle class, really working class person, man and woman, has begun to embrace what black and Latino people knew all through the 20th century.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. All I did was shoot my man. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.